might have been to him, or I already asked him, and he didn't give me no satisfaction.
Right. If you did it plenty of times before, you say, I've...
proved that. No, I ain't gonna fool with that no more.
I've had him enough already.
Yeah, worried him already.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, sometimes when boys get mad at each other, they might begin to...
Yeah, knock around, fight a little.
If you were telling me about what they did yesterday, you'd say, yesterday those boys...
had a fight.
Are they... Mm-hmm. If they do it a lot, you say they've...
fight pretty regular.
Or they fought plenty of times.
Yeah, yeah.
Say if somebody accidentally took a knife and did that, you say himself...
stabbed him.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any names for, you know, big sharp knives?
Well, there's butcher knives, there's pocket knives, and there's pen knives. Pen knives, a little bitty old knife. Mm-hmm. Kitchen knives.
Mm-hmm. I see. Or say if somebody had a big heavy weight, he had to get up on top of his house, he might rig up a block and tackle and...
yeah, block and tackle, a block and line, we usually called it. Blocking cable.
And he'd horse it up?
Yeah, like a horse. Draw it up.
Right. Say if a teacher went in a room and there were a lot of funny pictures of her on the blackboard, she might turn around in the class and say, well, who?
Who did that? Who done that now? Whoever did.
In trouble.
Yeah.
Or who drew that on?
Yeah, who drew them pictures?
Yeah. This expression, you might say, sometimes you feel that your good luck comes just a little at a time, but it seems like your bad luck comes
all at once.
Mm-hmm. Does seem to happen that way, doesn't it?
Yes, so do. And I've had lots of it.
Just for pronunciation, could you count for me slowly from 1 to 14?
Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Okay. And the number after 19, that's?
20.
And after 26?
27.
And after 29?
It's 30.
And after 39?
It's 40.
And after 69?
It's 70.
And after 99?
100.
And after 999, you got?
1,000.
And 10 times 100,000 would be 1?
Million.
Okay, the day of the month that the bills are due, that's usually the...
first of the month.
And after the first comes the...
second.
And then the...
third, fourth, fifth, no, no.
What about going up to... after the fifth is the...
sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth.
Okay. And again, just for pronunciation, would you say the months of the year for me, please, sir?
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, and August, September, October, November, and December.
Okay, and the days of the week?
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Have you ever heard any other word used for Sunday around here?
Sabbath.
What does that mean exactly to you?
Well, it means the Bible scripture gives it as the Lord's day, and that people ain't supposed to work.
So the Sunday would be the Sabbath day.
Yeah.
Kind of holy day or
yeah,
something
holy
like that.
Day, Sabbath day, no work.
Right. And with your ears, you say you're able to...
yeah. I heard so-and-so. I heard so-and-so.
Mm-hmm. Or I've... if somebody asks you if you know a fellow, you might say, well, no, I don't know him, but
I've heard of him.
Right. Say if a mother has been dressing her child pretty regularly, but it finally comes the day when the child's gonna have to do